Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Christmas is over. We're looking forward to the new year. How do you do? This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen at your service and on your side. Victoria is off because of the passing of her dog. Imagine growing up. The two of them grew up together, Kara. The dog was, what, 17, I think, as it passed a couple of days ago. And so you think back to your
Did
life.
Did she have Cooper from the beginning?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she said he was like 10 weeks old or something like that when she got him. So, yeah. I mean, she's had him her whole adult life. He's been through so much with her, so that's really tough.
Yeah. Not an easy thing. So, but it's time for a fresh start. Maybe it's, you know, you've got to get over the grieving process. They've got another dog named Bentley, who's apparently quite a character. So that'll, you know, you've got that. And she's got a great husband. This guy's a wonderful guy. You see the two of them together. It's just nice to see people together that enjoy each other as much as the two and understand each other as much as the two of them. Did I kind of get that feeling when I look at my son who's married now? It is, you know, I'm thinking back. We always turn it back around to ourselves, don't we? When you think about, okay, what sort of great relationships have I had? And you know, some of you haven't had the same relationship through your life. It's up to, it's an individual sort of thing. Some people are also better at that stuff than are others, or some people get a late start. I guess it depends on where you're going. And maybe that's what this, we had an eclipse. Did you see, by the way, the eclipse? We couldn't see it here in L.A. because it was cloudy. The eclipse on Christmas night. Anybody see the eclipse? Nobody's
out there. I didn't. I heard about it, though.
What'd you hear about it?
Just that it was a... Last eclipse, yeah, something, exactly.
Right, it was the last eclipse of the decade.
Ever, right.
Boom, yeah, right, at 11, that kind of stuff. But all of these things that come together all at the end of the year and the anticipation of the new year, it's a new start. It's things are over, finished, finalized. And so you look ahead and some things maybe aren't, but maybe you don't know they are, but they are. So you move ahead. And as your thoughts bring you closer, as your words make you think about what are your priorities? How do you make decisions? I think that's one of the great things. Little by little, bit by bit, maybe baby step after baby step, you change the way you make decisions. I know I have, as I've gotten more. And I think last year changed a lot of things for me and maybe for you as well. And hopefully it's better. Let's smile as we think about the new year. Let's be more focused on happiness, well-being. Maybe, you know what to do? Plant, this is something, depending on where you live, you can do this, Jennifer, with the thing that I sent to you, and maybe you have other people around. I'm big into getting people to grow things, and maybe that comes from my farming roots. I would like many of you, if you can do it, and you know, you can't do it, Kara can't do it because she lives in an apartment. You can't do it if you live in a facility that you don't own. But if you own your own property, plant a tree. Find some place on your property where you can plant a tree. This is something I want to do with Miles on the farm and watch it grow. As the tree grows, he grows. Or vice versa. As he grows, the tree grows. And I got them one of those. He doesn't know it yet because he hasn't seen it because they haven't opened the box. Because there were so many other things going on, like with most children. But he's very interested in things that grow, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. So as he puts the same thing together that you did with his father and watches things, I'm hoping that you, with Jeff's children, will anticipate and kind of want to get excited about seeing things grow. Excuse me. What I did for a lot of people that I'm very close to is give them the... And that's why I asked you, Kara, if you could... if you could... Grow some of that. Both you and Victoria, I said, okay, what do you have for a porch? Nothing. So there's no place for you to
put this in your bedroom. I think it'd be fine.
It'd be fabulous.
Sure, I can put it in front of my one window where I get a little bit of light. I'll have to open my blackout curtains.
Yeah, probably not. But anyway, the point is, start something fresh and new and watch it grow, whether it be something physical, like a tree, maybe you have other things you can grow, or I can hear people snickering in the background. Yeah, I got to plant some weed and watch that grow. Listen, whatever it is that will get you to think about some, in some way, shape, or form, how the universe works. The universe works one day at a time, one hour at a time, one second at a time, and things grow one cell at a time. You did. Can you imagine, just go back for a moment to when you were in your mother's womb, and when the egg and the sperm came together, there were two separate cells that united and became one, and then they split and became two, and then they became four. And over a nine-month period, that baby developed from those two cells. And the same thing happens with whatever you plant in the ground and anything that is alive. It's fascinating. Fascinating. That's one of the things I'm most thankful for, having grown up on the farm and around the animals. Every time I give a birth to a calf, and I don't do it as much now as I used to on the farm because we don't have the same sort of facility, but being around cows, I've probably birthed 300, 400, 500 cows that were in breach or had a problem, and stick your hands in and you help you straighten out the legs and pull the calf out. But thousands of calves have been born on my farm, and I never, ever cease to be amazed at looking at that thing plop on the ground coming out of its mother and thinking 9 months ago, there's nothing. Isn't it? I mean, that's really one of the great secrets of life, how all of that happens. So, anyway, then you grow up and you get to be homeless. That's another thing. I shouldn't laugh about it, but it's
nice
it's
segue.
Thank you. It's a segue serenade here in the DJB program. As I drive around Los Angeles, I am confounded. Yesterday, as a matter of fact, I was talking to Brendan about this because the population of the town that I live in on the East Coast, Framingham, Mass., is the equivalent of how many homeless there are in Los Angeles. Yeah. It's a city.
It has never been worse in my lifetime.
Oh, my God.
It's
awful. It's everywhere.
There is no excuse.
No matter. No, but I mean, I'm walking around yesterday in the parking lot at the theater where I went to the movies, and there's these people wandering around looking, and they have this dazed, not all of them, but the ones that are of concern. There's a guy at the gas station and a guy at the movie theater. They stand there looking and they have this blank. Yeah.
It's because, and this is, and what you've just said is the whole thing that everybody knows, that many of these homeless people, this is not an issue about lack of housing. This is an issue about mental illness and drug addiction. And the people that you see that are in the zombie-like state are the ones that need help. They're sick. They're either addicted or they've got mental illness or both in many cases, because the mental illness will lead to the drug addiction because they try to self-medicate. Yeah. And it's a huge problem. But the very liberal left that is in charge of the state doesn't want to talk about that. They just think that if you build more houses that are affordable for people, then somehow that's going to fix the problem. It doesn't. Many of these people who are walking around on the street that you see in parking lots are choosing to be out there because they don't want to live under anybody else's rules. Yeah. So over the Christmas holiday, President Trump sent out a warning on Twitter to Gavin Newsom. He said, and Gavin Newsom is the governor of the state of California, he said, if he can't solve the homeless crisis, which only continues to grow, it's not getting any better.
2.7% more people are homeless in our country. That's almost 15,000. If you look at the stats from the Department of Housing and Urban Development, Jennifer, the 568,000 people who are homeless, if this is any given night this past year, over 500,000 people in this country have no home.
Yeah.
None. Zero.
And
on the
look,
street.
It's expensive to live in this state. It really is. And it is. The poverty line in San Francisco is $100,000 a year. So I get it. But the people that we're talking about are the ones that actually have access to programs and housing through the government already, and they just choose not to take advantage of it. So
yeah.
President Trump said Governor Gavin N has done a really bad job of taking care of the homeless population in California. If he can't fix the problem, the federal government will get involved. This is the second time that Trump has said, look, get it together, or the government, the feds are coming in to try to fix the problem.
So what would the feds do? What would they do?
Again, this, no one will fix the problem, and I am fair enough to say it. It's not going to be Trump. It's not going to be Newsom until people deal with the cold, hard facts. And it's not a pretty problem, but you're going to have to talk about putting people into mental health facilities and to get them clean and functional members of society. Until people are willing to talk about that, then it's all hot air. Right now, California has estimated 129,972 homeless people. Those are just the people they were able to count.
And that's 70,000 of them live in L.A. County.
That's right. And those are just the people that they see. That because the way they do these counts, it's actually really interesting. Courtney in our office, her mother-in-law, goes around and actually helps to try to get the count. And they literally just drive up and down streets. And so it's an estimate. So the number of people who are counted, you know, is far fewer than the actual number that exists in the state. It's really, really sad. The mayor of Los Angeles just says, well, if we build these, or if we pay people to convert their garages into little cabins, that's going to keep people safe.
You want to have somebody you don't know like that living in your own home?
That's exactly what their idea is. Yeah,
that's
that you're going to,
oh my God,
that they're going to pay people a certain amount of money to convert their garages into places where homeless people can stay.
How do these people come up with these ideas? For
I don't know. Do you want to talk about weed? I think the mayor may have found a little bit of it. He's dreaming
it
up.
Okay, all right. Maybe 18 and change after the hour here on the DJV program.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Most of us remember our childhood best friend. The bonds we develop early in life teach us the value of friendship, and many of those bonds last a lifetime. Yet there is a debate in many American schools about banning the very concept of best friends. Some say it is exclusionary and mean, that it leads to cliques for some, while leaving others out. But the truth is that having good friends matters, and the ability to build relationships is vital to success. Schools cannot change human nature. Is it really their job to dictate social relationships or to worry about who likes whom? Kids need to make friends. That's healthy, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem, and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its MBA and Business Analytics Master's degree programs offered 100% online. Learn more about the top-ranked W.P. Carey business degrees online. Text RANK to 79645. Again, that's RANK to 79645.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Thank you. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Every hour of the DJV program, for those of you who may be new to our program, we have a segment set aside for ideas concerning music, new music, old music, music stars. Kenny Chesney in our focus as we get started here at 24 after the hour on the DJV program with Jennifer and Kara and Doug. And you, Kenny Chesney's nearly doubled his touring schedule for next year with the announcement of several amphitheater performances on the Chillification Tour. The shows will take place between Chesney's large stadium gigs next spring and summer. His 22 stadium dates on the Chillaxification.
I just like to hear you say it. That's more fun.
Chillaxification, yes.
Yeah, you're chillaxing. Okay.
Yes, you are. Under the sheets. Maybe. Anyway, this starts April 18th. First of his 18 amphitheater shows take place in West Palm Beach. On the 7th of May, tickets for select shows will go on sale January 24th. Additional on-sale info to be announced in the months ahead. Last year, Chesney released the album Songs for the Saints, which included the singles Get Along and Better Boat. Is that what we're listening to? What are we listening to here, Karen?
This is the title track, Song for the Saints.
Exactly.
I'm going to see this tour, by the way.
You would.
I have tickets. The summer.
Sorry, you're seeing it. Oh, okay.
I'm not seeing the amphitheater one, but a stadium tour is coming to L.A. in August at the new Ram Stadium. I think it's the first concert that'll ever
is
be
it?
Played there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll be there. Yeah.
Parking works. You know, one of the things that bothers me about these, I get notifications all the time because I love to go to concerts. Haven't been to any really in the last couple of years. But they put the info out so early. How do I know what I'm going to view next June?
See, okay, because you know I like to buy you things, like to like experiences.
Yeah.
But I have a hard time because I saw a show. What the heck was it? Was it the Doobie Brothers? It was something that I thought you would like. And yeah. I was like, oh, I better get it. But it was like at the time when I didn't know if you were going to be in L.A. or Boston. And it's like you're moving around so much that I don't,
well,
yeah,
even
I don't know.
Sorry, even if I'm home, I don't know where I'm going to be, you know, how I can... But everybody's life is different, so people approach those things differently. I just find it sometimes it's hard because if you can find tickets closer to the time of the venue, or the time of the appearance of the venue, then they're twice as much as they were if you bought them early on.
Right.
No, and the seats are horrible. Right, exactly. Blake Shelton back on top of the country charts with his newest best of collection called Fully Loaded God's Country. Sits number one this week on the Billboard Country Album rank. More bright news for Shelton, too, as you go into the new year. One of the four new songs on the compilation, Nobody But You, it's called, pairs him with Gwen Stefani for a third time.
Is he done with her yet, or is that still happening?
Hush. They're very cute together.
They are very cute.
And you have a fiancé, so stop trying to get with Blake Shelton.
Come on, Kara. Stop being such a stickler.
You dream, can't you? Luke Combs is back at number one on the Country Ear playlist with Even Though I'm Leaving, after losing that spot last week to Thomas Rhett's Remember You Young. Combs has had an amazing 2019, culminating earlier this month with two sold-out shows in Nashville. On this last chart of the year, top 10 most played country songs. Number 10, Jimmy Allen's Make Me Want You. Maren Morris, number 9, The Bones. Sam Hunt's Kinfolks, number 8. John Pardee's Heartache Medication, number 7. Lady Antebellum's What If I Never Get Over You, was 6. Dan and Shay and Justin Bieber with 10,000 Hours, number 5. Old Dominion's One Man Band, number 4. Dustin Lynch's Riding Roads, number 3. Rhett's Remember You Young is 2. And Luke Combs' Even Though I'm Leaving is number 1. 28 after the hour. Now lay down the beat and carry the tune.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A record number of states, cities, and counties are boosting their minimum wage in 2020. On or around January 1st, the minimum wage will increase in 21 states, while another 26 cities and counties are also boosting their baseline pay at the start of the new year. Later in the year, four additional states and 23 cities and counties will hike their minimum wages, according to the National Employment Law Project. The record number of pay hikes will benefit about 6.8 million workers. and the pay gains could range to as high as $1,700 for full-time, year-round workers. Record low unemployment across most of the country has also played a role, forcing employers to bid up wages to attract qualified employees. Late last year, Amazon raised its base pay for workers at warehouse operations around the country to $15. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
A little sass here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with the sassy Jennifer Horn. The sassy Kara Schulman. Victoria is off because of the passing of her dog. So we move into another half hour of conversation cascading into lots of discussion about what's gone on this past year and the decade. To be sure, if we look at what's up front for the next 3 or 4 days, a lot of that conversation. And then starting off the new year with a whole fresh approach to problems. Don't make your problems bigger, make them smaller. Or at least it's kind of like the domino effect. You know, one thing happens and then something else happens. So if you get out in front of the dominoes and handle the problem, this is the great lesson that comes from things like the Boeing problems, is that if you get out in front of these problems, they are more easily solved. Jennifer, you and I were talking about that, and I'm sure we're not the only ones. Get out in front of the problem. And I wonder how that relates to the TSA whistleblower that has surfaced saying that there is a travel risk because security has become loose. This is somebody from Kansas City says the security measures in airports are posing an increased risk to travelers. The whistleblower's name is Jay Bernard, says top TSA officials have prioritized speed over security. Really? It's all theater, sir, no matter how you look
like
at it.
It doesn't feel like it's very fast. No, I don't know about that.
Well, after you're in the TSA pre-check, it's okay. I don't.
Yeah, that's true.
You never hear me complain much about it anymore because you go through and it's, you know, 3 minutes. I can walk into either the Boston airport, where I leave more often, and Los Angeles airport. Those are the two most frequently traveled airports. I can be in and out. It's fat. Well, actually, both of them are about the same. You go in.
Pre-check for sure, but regular security is a pain at LAX.
It can be a pain, yeah. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's why they get you to spend $85 to have the pre-check. But I know I can walk into the airport, and if I'm hustling, I can be on the plane in 10 minutes once I get off, park my car, or get off the bus. It's that good. But according to this guy, we're losing a lot because they've reduced the sensitivity of metal detectors. They've disabled technology on some of the X-ray machines. They've ordered policy changes. So now there are fewer pat-downs. You know, what good were they in the first place, would be my question. This guy, the whistleblower, says all these actions provide opportunities for terrorists to get weapons or bombs through security. You know, I don't think that's what they're doing these days.
Yeah, that's scary.
Well, but that's one person saying something. Who knows what his background is? He an aggrieved? Is he a party that hasn't been passed over a promotion? Who knows? The head of the TSA says that's not true. Security is the most important thing. That's a bunch of malarkey too. Just words. All of it is words. You know, the head says that the reason that we have fewer people in line is because they've increased the staff. Have you ever counted? I do this every time I go through. I watch and listen to the people talk about the unions and their pay and when the next day is they have, how many hours the shift is. I hear very few people talking actually about the reason that they're there, and that is to protect the air passengers. That's why they're there. They're talking about themselves. They're talking about they just talk about everything. And I count how many people are standing around. This is what infuriates me. How many people are standing there doing nothing? Nothing. Literally nothing. They're talking, you know, and the lines can be long, and there are 14, 15 people just standing around doing nothing, which is really just bad management, much as anything else. And so when you think about it, with the 42 million people that are traveling through our airports between now and next weekend, the end of the Christmas season, it really, I suppose, maybe gives some people cause to think. It didn't give me any cause to think. I think it's theater anyway. If these people want to, as they've proven many times before, if they want to do something, they'll figure out a way to do it. Has there been anybody that's been, because of the pat-downs or whatever, x-rays, have we found anybody? Have we stopped anything? Do we even know?
Well, I think
they'd make a big deal out of it?
Yeah, I think they did. And I think felt like several years ago.
Yeah. It's been a while. So there's that. A couple of things that are not pleasant to think about when it comes to what's going on around the world. There is a lot of environmental news here after the Christmas holidays. Maybe you didn't hear about the oil spill took place off the Galapagos Islands. Officials say crews responding to a 600-gallon oil spill after a barge overturned. And this is near San Cristobal. Have you ever been there?
Mm-mm.
Jennifer, San Cristobal, one of the beautiful areas. And that's what gets people worked up about this. This is off the coast of Ecuador, South America. And because these areas are so clean now, they're so, when you compare, I saw something, was it yesterday? I think it was yesterday. I was looking at an article about how we're trying to stop pollution. And you know how the L.A. River flows into the ocean here in L.A. There are examples of that all over the country, you know, all both sides and down the Gulf. And so in some of the areas where the spill-off runs into the ocean, they have installed basically socks. They have these huge, as the water comes down and goes through three or four, probably 4-foot pipes on the other end of the pipe, they've installed these huge socks that collect the debris that comes out of a river.
Like and, a coffee filter.
Yeah. And I thought it was pretty practical, actually. I don't know why somebody didn't think about it earlier. It's a lot of common sense involved in it, in capturing all these things that we're worried about, rightfully so. And that's the other thing. Walking around, taking Daisy for a walk here in this neighborhood where I am, which is a pretty well-to-do area, I still am appalled by the amount of rubbish on the streets.
Well, that's part of the homeless problem we've been talking about, too, is that a lot of
here.
People, not only are people just pigs, but there's also people who are just using the streets as their homes, and so that's where it all comes from.
Yeah, yeah. Well, something more and more we need to be educating people to what it is going to do to the future, not only of our lives, your family's lives, but the life of the planet. Mother Nature will be fine. She'll just burp out whatever the problems are, get rid of them, and that could be the human race, as far as that's concerned. And now these morons in Japan. Here's another one. You talk about adding insult to injury. Japan is apparently still considering, Jennifer, releasing all that radioactive water, the waste from the Fukushima nuclear plant, which, when was that? That was 2-3 years ago, right?
Yeah, at least.
The tsunami hit northern Japan. Meltdowns at three of the reactors at the Fukushima plant. This week, the country's economy and industry ministry proposing to gradually dump a million tons of contaminated water into the Pacific. Good God. Well, it doesn't affect them as much as, hello, where do you think the water and the air both go from west to east? So what's the next stop? You dump that crap into the ocean. The next stop is San Francisco. Yep, right. Here we go. It seemed to me that we ought to be able to hit Japan up. We give them billions of dollars a year in aid. Somebody needs to make a phone call and whisper in somebody's ear over there, well, this is not exactly the right thing to do. The company says it's been treating the water to remove most of the radioactive elements, and it ought to be safe enough to dump into the ocean. Okay. How many people are comfortable with that? Raise your hands.
Not quite.
I don't think so. 43 past the hour on the DJV program.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the first strike on Pearl Harbor.
After the first wave hit, we had construction crews. The battleship Oklahoma had turned turtle up. The keel of the ship was up. We had construction crews out there on the bottom of the ship, cutting holes in the bottom of the ship, rescuing seamen trapped inside.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
New York is considering legislation requiring manufacturers to make detergent pods look less appetizing. It is an overreaction to the Tide Pod Challenge, in which teenagers film themselves pretending to eat the colorful pods. About 80 teenagers reportedly tried it, which is dangerous. But so are hundreds of other household products that are not intended to be eaten, yet nobody is proposing to ban shampoo, paint, or oven cleaner. Such problems require the diligent attention of parents, not politicians. Government can ban products, but it cannot mandate common sense. Legislators cannot be everyone's parents. This just isn't that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more.
A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its MBA and Business Analytics Master's degree programs offered 100% online. Learn more about the top-ranked W.P. Carey business degrees online. Text RANK to 79645. Again, that's RANK to 79645.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Don't forget to listen to the podcast that we have every week, gooddayhealthshow.com, in which Dr. Ken, in a recent one, talks about breast cancer, links it to certain hair care products. So, ladies, I heard you talking, Jennifer and Kara, about some of the things you got for Christmas, some of the cosmetic things. Got to be careful about that and what its impact may be on your health and well-being, even if it makes you look, I don't know, you don't, neither of you need anything to make you look more beautiful, because you're beautiful by nature.
Dougie.
Nature has created beauty with the two of you. So
what a sweet thing to say. Are you lying to us?
No.
I don't know. Kara looked like, I had to tell her, she looked like a hot mama this weekend.
Did she?
I was barely gluing it together, and Kara was looking great.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, I didn't really have to do all that much to get ready for the party. Everybody else was cooking food and taking care of children, and all I had to do was curl my own hair and put makeup on. So
she looked very nice.
Thank you.
In sports news, or related sports news, there's a thing, a kerfluffle going on in Boston because of there was an article in the Boston Globe on Tuesday where the former Red Sox pitcher Rich Hill and his wife get arrested at Gillette Stadium before a Patriots game because she's got a fanny pack on.
Yeah.
And what was the
I so don't now, you know. I want to believe that this was a big misunderstanding, but apparently they were trying to go to the Patriots game, and the wife had a fanny pack on, and the police, the security guard was like, no, this is too big, you can't wear it. She started arguing, and they were going back and forth, and then he arrests her when Rich Hill, he just retired from the Dodgers this season, turned around, he sees his wife getting arrested, so he starts arguing, trying to protect her good name, and ends up getting arrested himself. And then they ended up dropping the charges, saying that, and I guess Rich Hill's lawyer said they knew this was a bad arrest, so they had to let this one go. I don't know. Rich Hill seemed like a pretty solid guy. He lost a kid, and he does a lot
39.
Of work for charity. Yeah, so it's hard to imagine that this was...
So the news media overblew the situation.
Right.
Duh. Really, I can't... The news media overblowing something like that? Anyway, the kerfluffle was that one district attorney in one of the communities in Boston, where she had her case dismissed because of who it was, and then somebody else got a case dismissed because of who it was, and so now they're looking at why is it that these things don't get the discretionary treatment by the news media that other things do of a similar nature, and hello, it's because sports people get treated differently, whether it's at high school, college, professional, people like this get treated differently than you and me. That's just the way it works. We don't have to like it. We think it's unfair. We know it's unfair, but that's the way it works. So, you know, unless you want to change the system, which is probably not a bad idea in some cases, it will keep happening. 10 before the hour.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Questions for Dr. Ken. Question number one, the life expectancy in our country has fallen three consecutive years. Why is that, Ken? Why are Americans dying and the curve going in the other direction? You know, for years and years, as long as you've been practicing medicine, it goes up. It was 78.9 years and 79.7. It's never really gone over the 80-year mark, the average life expectancy. So is it obvious why it's going down, or is there a reason that we're not thinking of for the situation, the trend to change?
Well, you may have mentioned it earlier in the show, and that's the opioid epidemic. Also, suicides are increasing, and also obesity is just marching along. But I think drug use, inappropriate drug use, is playing a huge role here.
So if that's the case, how do you fix that? How do you change it? Is there a way, when you think about this and the reality that it presents us with, it just seems kind of, alcohol is a thing.
Alcohol is a big problem. I mean, just
suicide.
Suicide, yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mental health issues are a huge problem here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Allergies. The question comes on the type of allergies. Are you likely, you know, we talk about allergies with regard to me and my farm allergies and the spring and the fall stuff. Are air filters anything it can help. I've actually, that's an interesting question coming from a lady. I just bought a bunch of air filters for my house because I'm, you know, I want to make sure the air is clear that I'm breathing, especially at night when I'm asleep. Do they really do any good, though? I didn't ask you before I did it.
Yeah, I think the HEPA filters are helpful. And there's a number of the best air purifiers for allergies, but I think they're really worth a shot. Getting your home air conditioner and heater well maintained with a good quality HEPA filter, I think would be something that would really help.
Do seniors get better or worse primary care depending on their insurance? This is a good question for you because you have to deal with this every day.
Well, I think it might play a role because some of the better doctors may not take some of the lower quality health insurances. And so what you have to do before you get on any health insurance is find out which doctors are part of the panel. And it might play a role, a big role, in the quality of your health insurance and the quality of the physician care you're going to get.
So if I were to say, you're a businessman, you have your own clinic, you're not working for anybody, do you ever look into with your office staff the type of insurance people have and decide, do you tell them, oh, I'm going to take this and I don't want to take that, or is just that something you don't get involved in at all?
Well, all physicians are approached by all the insurance companies to participate with their insurance product, and then what will happen is the doctor will ask for what their reimbursement rates are for the most common procedures performed, because unfortunately you have to pay your bills or you go out of business, and this is getting harder and harder to do in medicine, and that's why so many doctors have actually sold their practices to hospitals, because they've just given up. They can't pay the bills anymore and they want someone else to worry about it. And as the insurance companies are trying to you know, pay less and less for this, and this becomes an issue of, you know, whether doctors can afford to take certain insurances. So this is a whole another sidebar issue. So doctors have to review the insurance products before they participate to make sure that they can afford to accept them, and then patients need to review their insurance products, because unfortunately you don't get anything for nothing, and good care is not cheap, and you have to look and see what doctors are on your program.
All right, next question has to do with that in a way. Is the care you get in urgent care as good as you get at the ER?
It depends on the problem. Urgent cares take care of a lot of problems very well and more economically and save people money, but there are some issues that are so acute, high acuity, so severe that you need to be near a hospital. So I don't know if we have the time right now to discuss the difference between problems, and you also need to know what your urgent care is able to do. And there's a whole grade from just an urgent care that takes care of simple things to some freestanding that do emergencies.
Questions for Dr. Ken here. I'm Doug Steffen, Dr. Ken Kronhaus at 59 past the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.